Thank you, Madam Chair. I promise it will be less than 10 minutes. So my name is Fadia Ahmadi. I'm the secretary to the Working Party on Transport Statistics, WP6. I will update you on the activities that WP6 is conducting in 2024. So this is a brief overview of what we are collecting. So in basically, WP6 focuses on gathering and disseminating inland transport data. So here you see the domains that we are covering. And in red fonts, those are relevant to WP24. So we collect data on vehicle's age, for example, fuel type, weight, and of course, freight transport on both national and international railways, roads, and also inland water transport. And then you see there is a map there, an e-censuses. Those are censuses that we conduct every 5 years on e-road and e-rail networks, and the next round will be on 2025. The aim is to accumulate information on infrastructure and traffic volume on these networks. So down. Okay, so one of the analyses that we are doing that is relevant to WP24 is analyzing trends in freight transport in UNEC region. So you see here in this graph that over a period on from 2012 to 2022, road freight remains the dominant transport mode with a steady increase in volumes, while rail freight shows a stable trend and with slight fluctuations. And as we heard already from the my colleague Lucas, inland waterway really has the smallest share, and a bit also we see a bit a decline between 2017 to 2022. Which may suggest challenges in maintaining competitiveness with road and rail modes. So this is one of the analyses that we are doing for WP24, also to monitor progress in achieving SDG 9, in particular indicator 9.1.2 about the volumes of passenger and freight transported by different transport modes. So I heard about a survey today. So I know I share your pain in terms of response rate. So how do we collect our inland transport data? So we have what we call common questionnaire. We call it common because we do this together with Eurostat and TITF. What you see here in this Excel sheet is just a small part of our common questionnaire. This is about road transport. And you imagine we have over 1,000 indicators. So you can imagine the report burden of our member states. So that's why currently we are conducting what we call streamlining common questionnaire. So we hope we streamline it. We make it more simple in hoping that we will have a higher response rate from our member states. In doing this streamlining, we consult our member states, we listen to the challenges that they are facing when they deliver data to us. Of course, our data providers, when they fill out this questionnaire, they consult the glossary for transport statistics. So the last revision is in 2019. So before we launch the streamlined common questionnaire, we also then need to revise our glossary because there will be new definitions. So you see the snapshot here is just a small snapshot of a part of our glossary. So where we define goods carried by road, gross weight, gross weight. So those all definitions are in the glossary to be consulted by data providers when they are filling out the questionnaire. Just for your information, this is how we structure our common questionnaire. We have 6 themes, and each theme has between 2 to 6 chapters. So for the data that are relevant to WP24 are in chapter 5 of each theme. So what we call transport measurement. So there we have how many tons of road freight in different countries, for example, for 3 transport modes. So this is just for your information. So the chapter 5 that I was just discussing in each transport mode. So you see good response rate is in green, but you see that we have not so many greens. And red means that there are no response at all. So we understand this because our data providers, all national statistical offices, most of them, they are facing a cut in resources. So, and this providing this data is on a voluntary basis, except for EU member states. So, but we hope with our streamlined exercise, we can increase the response rate because the common questionnaire will be much simpler and will be we will cut a lot of indicators, especially those with very low response rate. So hopefully next year when I'm here again to give you some updates, we will have better data, higher response rate, which also mean better analysis for you for WP24, which results in better dialogues. So thank you very much. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. Thank you.